The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Will Barton into the game for Denver. Second game back from a hamstring injury he missed 20 games with. Knows he is putting himself at risk. But wants to be out there, and they need him.
Yeah, he told me.
He's looking over at Richard Jefferson saying, I told you, timeout Phoenix.
And that is sounds from TNT, a Will Barton highlight. Will Barton has declined his $14.7 million player option for the upcoming 2021-2022 NBA season and will become a free agent. Although there is a thought that he could be opting out of this to redo a new deal with the Denver Nuggets, maybe his last deal. He is a longest tenured Denver Nuggets. Stink, do you think that the Nuggets and Will Barton eventually get back on the same page and do a long-term deal here?
Well, I hope so. I mean, he's a valuable, you know, he's a valuable asset. He's a good player, and they need good players, and especially, you know, the guard position. So, yeah, I would ask you, I mean, what is his value? I know the NBA is crazy with max contracts and the way they spend money, but you know, that's one of the weaker positions. Obviously, it was weakened last year with the injury to Murray, but, and Barton's hamstring last year. So, I mean, it was certainly one of those things that was glaring when you got into the playoffs, a glaring need. So I'd hope they'd find a way to restructure or redo a deal there.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Colin Morikawa looks down the line, the familiar pause and the strike, rolling up to the hole. That's over the front door. And Colin Morikawa takes it to 1-under today and 16-under for the week now.
Morikawa wins the Open Championship at Royal St. George at just 24 years old, Stink. It's his second major championship. He's just the eighth golfer in history to win two majors before the age of 25. I think that maybe we should start really paying attention to this young man.
Dude, I watched that yesterday. I watched the final round. You want to talk about unflappable. You want to talk about some of the great par save putts that I have ever watched. That dude was unreal. I mean, just unreal. And at 20, what is he, 24?
Yeah, 24.
I mean, he addressed the crowd. I mean, it was like this kid has got, you know, I like to call it about like when I saw Dak Prescott come in the league and play. Mm. Or I talk about Russell Wilson, old soul players,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Guys that look like at 20, 23, you know, 24, they have the maturity of a 35, 36-year-old when they walk in. He just has this old soul about him where he is unflappable. I heard his coach talking about how they eliminate negative thoughts and, you know, and think about only the positive stuff. It's kind of like when you're raising a kid who's a pitcher and you're like, hey, don't walk him, don't walk him, don't walk him, don't walk him. And then, sure enough, you're going to walk him. You know, you got to have the positive, the kind of the positive mental attitude, right? And it was just really cool, man. It was a great tournament to watch. And, you know, Jordan Spieth was pushing hard. And to feel him ahead of you, pushing and chasing you, and to never waver, I just thought it was amazing.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Just past the midway point of period one in game one. Pass across.
That is sounds from NBC. Gabe Landeskog left unprotected ahead of the Seattle expansion draft. This is, you know, not quite as simple as, you know, that statement would suggest. He's got an opportunity to negotiate with Seattle here this next week. And then if they don't get something done, there's a exclusive negotiation with the Avs. And then after that week, it'll be open to the whole league, but certainly this is tricky here, Stink, when you talk about expansion drafts, which players to protect, which players not to. There's also a thought that there's like a wink wink a deal between Landeskog and the Avalanche, but Landeskog said this past week that he's disappointed. So, you know, I there's a lot of different theories going on with this one here.
I am surprised. I hope there's a wink-wink deal. You know, I hope. But let me just tell you, as an athlete, you know, when and he's the captain,
yep.
When you're not protected, it hurts. You know, I always say this, and we tend to forget because of the money that's involved. The guys are human, and I just know how I would react. You know, it's like when there was Plan B free agency when I first came in the league. Most of you don't know what that is. But there was Plan B free agency. So, you know, you got to protect a certain amount of your roster, and I think 15 or 16 guys or whatever it was were unprotected. You could sign with anybody. And there was, at that time, it was big money for those guys. You know, they were also ran players. Man, I ran to the paper every day of that back when, before the internet, you know, you'd run to the USA Today to see who was protected and who was not when it came out. And, yeah, if I was unprotected, man, it would have been hurtful. So I tell you for Gabe Landeskog, you know, there's part of me that thinks, you know, that's a little, you know, punch to the gut from a pride standpoint. And you might be willing to test the waters and, you know, see about playing for the Kraken.
And just a quick note on this. I think it's funny that just the dynamic between the two leagues, like there's a headline from Yahoo that says Landeskog reportedly seeking astronomical amount in free agency. And that amount is $9 to $10 million a year. You look at the NBA, Will Barton just declined a $14 million option, and he's like the fifth best player on his own team. Landeskog's one of the best players in the whole league. So just interesting to see the financial dynamics there. Next in the Morning Brew.
Booker driving. Chicken wings again. In the lane. Holiday rips it away. 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that? It's Drew Holiday with the steal, taking it away from Booker.
Are you kidding me? Bucks radio. The Bucks were down 0-2. They're now up 3-2. That play you heard just now, Holiday with the two-handed dig down with just seconds left, throws it over the top. Coaches around the country are saying, what are you doing? Wait, why are you throwing an alley-oop? We have a lead with just seconds left. But Giannis goes to the top floor, flushes it on Chris Paul's head in what will be on the NBA Finals highlight reels for years to come. How about these Bucks, Stink?
Dude, and they're down 16 in the first quarter.
Yep.
I mean, it was a runaway, and you want to talk about flipping the switch in quarters 2 and 3 and the way they played. Now, I'll give the Suns a lot of credit for coming back and you know, making that thing tight. But the bottom line is, when I look at it, I think two things. I think one, just the overall grittiness of the Bucks is impressive to me, right? And two, how about Drew Holiday? And not on both sides of the court. What he's doing to Booker defensively, even though Booker, you know, scored 40 points. But when they made a switch there in the second, third period, I thought that was a difference maker, you know, and him being able to put things down on the offensive side as well.
No question. And just a quick house cleaning item on the way out here. I know you said, hey, Schefter reporting that Aaron Rodgers is going to report to camp. A little bit of misinformation right now on the internet. So in the ever-changing world of fake news and fake accounts,
I got duped. It looked like a SportsCenter report. I was like, oh, and I just read it, so I was like, uh-oh. But that's a completely fake account. So
yep,
nothing to see here, people. Keep moving on. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Green Bay Packer, and not going to be the Green. He's coming to the Broncos, people.
Confirmed.
Yes. Hey, by the way, here's how I know, and I know a lot of people give me grief, but here's how I know when I reported that they were talking and it was close to a done deal during the draft.
Yeah.
Here's how I know that I was onto something. The Broncos called me. And they didn't deny it. They didn't say, hey, that's not happening. That's not going on. You know what they asked me? Who's my source?
Mm.
And they said, did Aaron tell you this? They never one time ever denied it. So I know something was going down I know they were talking, It certainly hasn't happened yet, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
We will continue to track it.
Thank you for clearing that up, by the way.
Yeah. No worries at all. All right, training camp is 9 days away. Outside of the quarterbacks, what is the most interesting thing to watch for on day one? We'll take a dive into that conversation with James Marillac coming up next.